is a coloring. I just have to breathe it in.
Now, 7 half of the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The Doug Steffen program today, again, as yesterday, at least my part of it, coming from Ireland in a beautiful hotel, a great setting for conversation and a gathering. The Clontarf Castle and Hotel goes back to 1307. And as Jennifer so lovingly said yesterday, yes, even older than me. Thank you very much, Jennifer. By the way, next week we're going to start a several-week overview of this program, which will begin its 25th year on October 8th. Is it October? I should remember this better. Richie, is it October 8th or October 14th?
Hold on here. I was just looking at a...
Did you happen to get the email from Bob Kay?
Yeah, that's...
The Bob Kay interview. What is it?
It's only your 24th anniversary?
No, it's not. It's the beginning of my 25th year. So if in fact, Dave Ramsey can get away with all he got away with starting his 20th year, then I can get away with it doing beginning my 25th year, right?
Yeah, he says in his email, here's a memo back from 2008 when we did the 20th anniversary. So my question is, if 2008 was the 20th, isn't 2012 the 24th?
No, it is the end of the 24th, the beginning of the 25th year. I am now expecting great things for the entire year. We'll celebrate this.
Is this kind of like 2012 is really 2013?
It could be. Or, if you believe everything that you read and see, we may not have a chance to celebrate the 25th year, because on 12-12-12, it'll all be over. It'll be done. It'll be finished.
And, hey, my reality is really...
confuses me.
My reality is really different from your reality. So my seconds as they pass through time are different than yours, so it doesn't really matter anyway.
You know, I was watching on the Discovery Channel. Hi, Roberta. Fasanelli is here along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. By the way, the Queen of Cheap has some special deals today. Why don't you tell us now that I've got you in my ear?
How Roberta just pops into the breakfast table.
Hello. Oh, very nice.
Come in and sit down.
She's going to bring her cereal with her. She'll be fine.
My oatmeal?
Yeah, what do we have for the Queen of Cheap today?
Oh, we have a great sale on the North Face. You rarely see that on sale. And we have free subscriptions to magazines and, let's see.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Good. So far, so good.
Doing well.
Jennifer, what's in the television report later on in this hour?
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
No. Okay, we're going to talk about the Honey Boo Boo family. We're going to talk about the new host for the Oscars.
Yeah.
And we'll probably talk about some Lindsay Lohan news and even maybe Oprah Winfrey news.
Okay. All right. Later on in this hour. All right. I don't think Roberta fell in. I think she'll be here with us in the next half hour. But in the meantime, as we broadcast from Ireland, yesterday's poll at DougSteffen.com, since Doug is in Ireland, who is your favorite Irish singer or band? 23% said other than the four that we had listed. You two came up at 20%, Richie. 19% of you who answered this poll at DougSteffen.com yesterday said Van Morrison. 18% said Enya. And 17% said Bing Crosby.
Really?
Yeah. And the poll today, since I'm still in Ireland, what's your favorite Irish food? Corned beef and cabbage? Irish stew? Shepherd's pie? Boxty? I don't even know what Boxty is. It's potato cake? Really? All right. Or Guinness. Guinness isn't food. What are you talking about food? I like shepherd's pie with fish. It strikes some people particularly well. But
that's gross.
It isn't gross. It's kind of cool, actually. It's invigorating and creative, Jennifer. That's really what it gets right down to. Invigorating and creative. In a moment, we're going to meet Helen Kelly, who is a genealogist. Any of you who have any connection, and they're going to step up to the line.
I'm going
to
have questions.
Richie will have questions, and Jennifer is going to have
my Ancestry.com open.
All right, okay. So we'll talk about Ancestry in terms of how it connects you to Ireland in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey fans, Exagen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exagen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exagen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
I'm not big on to-do lists. Why waste time writing when I could be doing? So drop your pencil and gear up for fall with deals at John Deere, including $700 off both X700 Select Series tractors and the Gator XUV 825i. Visit a participating John Deere dealer by October 26th. Some conditions apply.
for great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment. Visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
14 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Joining us now here in Ireland is Helen Kelly. What a great Irish name.
Indeed.
Who is a genealogist. So everybody's, I guess we would ask people, I don't know how much time we have here, maybe we'll keep it short. Richie has some Irish background questions. If any of you have a quick question about your genealogy or how to go about finding it, you might give us a quick buzz at 800-510-8255. Helen was telling me that's how she got interested in it 20-some-odd years ago. You wanted to find out about your ancestors.
Exactly, yes. And
what did you find out?
I found out that they were evicted from an estate in the Midlands of Ireland in the 1700s because the father was Protestant and the mother was Roman Catholic. And
off with their heads.
When he died, the children were evicted and the family, well, the widow.
Isn't that amazing, the things that have been done over the years in the name of religion?
I know, indeed.
Yeah. I guess my first question would be is, where did the Irish come from?
Well, the Irish are Celts. They've come from the Middle East and so on originally. But we in Ireland, we are a whole mixture anyway. We're not just Irish. We're a whole mixture.
Like the Anglos, the Saxons, all the stuff that came over from through Germany and France, all of those things, into England and then jump over on a boat to come over here. And but this is how many? This is thousands of years.
It's going on for a long time.
Migration,
we're evolving for a long time.
Right,
yeah.
We do. Yeah, we just move faster now, but
exactly.
We're still moving.
Indeed,
all over the place.
And the Irish are still moving all around the globe, of course.
Yeah. But there's something about Ireland that seems unique, in a sense. Maybe it's. I'm not sure I understand what it is, because there are a lot of light-skinned, light-haired people in the world, but I don't think there are as many. There's something about the attraction to the Irish.
Indeed, yeah, we are a whole mixture because, of course, we're a small island, and I suppose we're strategically placed in the world. We're halfway, we're there on the edge of Europe, and we're not too far away from the North America.
If you can wing your way through over the North Atlantic and get to, that's what the old plane, the first planes that came across the Atlantic from America would stop in Bangor, Maine, or in Newfoundland to get fueled, and then they just make it over the North Atlantic, and they land over in County Mayo. Shannon, I think, is the first place that they used to come, right?
Mm.
Yeah, and then they'd go to London or wherever they were going from there.
Yeah, so we're very strategically placed, and of course we've sent people all over the world for centuries. The Irish are well scattered. They're down in South America, they're in the Caribbean, they're North America, everywhere, Australia, New Zealand. But yes, so people often say to me, well, is that name found, and is this an Irish name? I don't quite go along with that. If it's found in Ireland then, and they're here for a number of years, centuries, Yes, of course they're Irish.
Richie, what questions do you have about your ancestry?
Well, I mean, I guess my background is McFadden, Lafferty, Cosgrave, and Ader. And then it goes back to Morris and Shields. But, and I use Ancestry.com here in the United States, but how would I go about finding information about my family's names or my family's in Ireland?
Okay, Rick. Well, I always believe in finding the Irish-born ancestor through Ancestry.com, for example. So I'm sure that you have identified a Lafferty or a McFadden in one of the U.S. census returns that tells you they're Irish.
Yes, many.
And born in Ireland. Yeah.
Yes.
So and it's a good idea just to run with one family at a time, because if we start mixing them all together, we get totally confused. So, Rick, if you have one particular person, a grandfather or a great-grandfather or whatever, you need to establish the names of that person's parents, and you will establish that from a vital record of marriage or death in the United States. I'm sure you've done that already, have you?
I have. But it starts to get a little sketchy once you get back into the early 1800s.
Yes, because we do hit the brick wall, of course, in Ireland, because most of our own, we're dependent upon the existence of a church register when we get before 1864, when civil records of birth started. And so Roman Catholic parish registers in general start from the early to mid 1800s, even though many of them go back much farther than that, and some are quite much later. For example, some of the Donegal registers of church registers of baptism and marriage don't start until after 1864. But we have wonderful land and property record. Are you familiar with Griffith's valuation?
No, I'm not.
Available free of charge online now.
How do you do that?
I have great respect for a man called Richard Griffith, who did a wonderful survey in Ireland for 40 years from the 1820s to the 1860s. He published the result of his survey between 1847 and 1864, a different date for every location. And the great thing is that he has tenants as well as owners of property in that record. And so I'm very passionate about it, because a huge number of our people would have left the island of Ireland through the famine years, any time from the 1840s to 1870s. They didn't all disappear off the island, or I wouldn't be here, because, you know, you all left people behind.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend, highly recommend Griffith's valuation. It's on a website called askaboutireland.ie.
I see
currently.
That, yes.
Yes. And the wonderful thing about it is that wasn't an end in itself, because Richard Griffith, when he completed that survey after 40 years, he recommended to his surveyors that they return to every property every year. But of course the budget wasn't there for that, but they did return every few years and updated the information. So you can track in the Republic, what's now the Republic of Ireland, certainly, and in the North as well, but not quite as far. But in the Republic of Ireland, you can track all changes of occupancy to those properties down to the 1970s. And then what you do, Rick, is you take yourself into the landscape, and that's fantastic.
Wow, this is very cool.
Yeah, this
stuff
is very valuable. Yeah. This is
right.
A great
Helen,
tip.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Helen Kelly, a
very
genealogist helpful. Here in Dublin, with the connection that so many of you have to Ireland. This is Good Day from Ireland. It's 21 after the hour.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In our focus from last night's television program. Anybody watch this? Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, you watched The Voice last night? Oh, you were?
No, the Nationals were losing, but won the division and the pennant. Or the division. So I was all excited
about
that.
You were all excited about that. All right, well, let's see. Caitlin would be an Irish name, right? So she's right here as we ought to be focusing on anybody who's got an Irish name. Caitlin Michelle singing Cosmic Love. Crank it up, Richie. I can hear your heartbeat. So I will judge her as if we were members of The Voice judging team. Rich, what do you say about Kate and Michelle? Up, down?
She's got lungs, but...
Yeah, I'm not loving the song.
Yeah,
not his song. So Jennifer doesn't like the song. Roberta, what do you think?
Yes! Thanks! I think Roberta's screaming at the...
is she at the...
She's screaming at the...
All right, so she ended up going with Team Adam.
No,
for those of you who keep track of that. Yeah, Adam picked her. Okay, next up on the hit parade, Cecilia Westbrook.
Thinging a thousand.
This is A Thousand Years, name of this song. Get some up-tempo music. Heart beats fast. I hear all these people screaming. It just so annoys me. They don't know who this girl is. What do you think, Richie?
Nothing yet, but I mean...
I like this a lot better than the last girl.
Yeah. Oh, somebody picked her already. Wow.
Yep, Christina. She went to Team Christina. Cecilia. No, I'm sorry. It's not Cecilia. It's Celica.
Celica
was.
Like the Toyota.
Yes, right. Exactly. Nice. Yeah, rust it out. All right, next up, Nicole Johnson singing Mr. Know-It-All. All right, this should be good. Mr. Know-It-All,
well, you think you know it all. Okay, I like this one.
Don't know what think it all. This is an original song?
No, this is a Kelly Clarkson song.
Right, so what do you think, Jennifer? You think she's better?
I like it. She's my fave so far.
So far. Richie?
Still sounds like karaoke, a good version of karaoke, but it's karaoke.
All right, she goes to CeeLo. Next up, a lady named Siobhan, who actually in real life is a background singer for Lady Gaga, singing Brass in the Pocket.
Oh, I love this song.
Why does it sound like, wait a minute. It doesn't sound like Brass in the Pocket.
Yeah, it is. It's
that's what the song is called?
Yeah.
That's up your alley, CeeLo! That's you!
All right, so what do you think, Richie?
Imagine being a backup singer for Lady Gaga and you don't get picked on The Voice.
Poker face.
I wouldn't hit my button for her.
Would you hit your button for her, Jennifer?
You won now.
She ends up going to Team CeeLo.
She does.
Yes, she does.
Wow.
He might be able to do something kind of funky. She's got a cool voice.
Wow, she's working it, man.
Yeah.
Let's see her.
She went to Team CeeLo. All right, Richie, let's keep going. This is Cody Ballou with a song called Hard to Handle.
Ah, the Black Crowes.
Yes.
Doing an old Otis Redding song.
Hey, here I am on the middle of the scene. Hey, my bet, I can give you what you want, but you got to come home with me.
You like this guy or not?
I like the song. Yeah. He's not like doing him. A bad job.
He's got
a little pepper behind him.
Yeah. Good day time is 28 past the hour.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-5994. That's 1-800-530-5994. 1-800-530-5994.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I call them.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Broadcast continues, my end of it anyway, from Ireland. A lot of very charming people. Richie, you're liking the brogues. You're learning something.
Absolutely, yeah.
You're picking up on your genealogy. Learning about why so many people.
The best tip of the day, just in case you missed it, go to askaboutireland.ie and you can get Griffith's valuation. Which, if you, like I am, stuck with your genealogy back before the mid-1800s, it will be a big help. So I'll be there over the next few weeks kind of trying to put some of my pieces to my puzzle together.
Pieces of your puzzle.
Yep.
That is the best tip of the day. It's kind of neat. Actually, what's going on here, just to give you a behind the scenes, where during the breaks, like this 5 minutes at the bottom of the hour, 5 or 6 minutes at the top of the hour, I'm interviewing some of these other folks so that you can hear. I'm supposed to go back to Boston tonight. Whether I'm going to be able to get on the plane or not remains to be seen. So I may or may not be back on the farm tomorrow. So in case I'm not, Richie and Jennifer and Roberta will have lots of memories of some of the conversations that we actually haven't had on the air live. But the stories from here are remarkable. And part of it is I think it's just the storytellers. It's the way the voices come across. It's the charm of people who are here. And I suppose, in a manner of speaking, to wit, we are going to meet Johnny Daly, who I am told is one of the foremost storytellers in Ireland. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Eco2 Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2 Tech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2 Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.
Eco2 Tech, stock symbol RVPL, is an equal opportunity employer.
Is your favorite part of being here?
Well, I'm from Cork. I'm not from Dublin, but I've moved here about 15 years ago to go to college, and I haven't left. And I'm a very proud Cork woman. So the fact that I have chosen to live here is a reason enough, I suppose, in terms of why I think Dublin is great. I think it's great because it's a really big.
She thinks it's great because it's a really big city. I think she did say that.
You got cut out.
20 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Some folks that we ran across. Kate Delaney is here from America Overnight. Isn't that the name of the program that she does, Lisa? America Overnight? What's the name of Kate's program? I want to say America Overnight. I'm pretty sure that's it. Anyway, she was here. We wandered around the farmer's market over in Dublin on Saturday, and we just talked to some people. And that's really what I like best about being here. There are no airs. There is no, when I say airs, I mean there's no pomp, there's no circumstance. Everybody's pretty casual. Everybody's pretty relaxed. And that's the atmosphere that I like most of all. Here to sort of underscore that is Johnny Daly. With a name like that, you should be on the radio. Johnny Daly, who is a professional storyteller. When we ran into you, not literally but figuratively, we were in the Brazen Head Pub, which is the oldest pub in Dublin. So that would mean it goes back how far?
It goes back to 1198. They claimed the original pub. The only,
they had the license there from 11. I remember seeing that.
Yeah, well, the only crossing into Dublin across the Liffey was the bridge there, which is now Bridge Street. And so it is said that they would cross over and they come right into Dublin. There, they would be able to have a drink.
Right.
The building that we have today is around 1680. I think the structure that we that is there now.
Just a young building in comparison.
Just a very young building.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Going in there and getting the feel. you like any of the Irish pubs, you go to authentic Irish pubs, or you're going to feel some, and it's like the British pubs. There's a, there's an, if it's old, you get that feeling, you get the twist, you get the wood, you get all of the ambiance. And apparently you do a show there on Saturday night, and you do, and you're elsewhere around the city telling stories.
Well, actually, we run the show six nights a week.
Oh, you do? You're there every night?
Actually, every night. It's been good. It's just been growing and growing in popularity.
Why?
Because
are you a good storyteller?
People love stories. I think we're inbuilt for stories.
Do you make them up, or are these real stories?
You know, I would have spent 4 months. I worked as a tour guide for about 15 years, taking groups all around the country. And I found once you got into the political and revolutionary history of Ireland, people, of course, enjoy that. But when you started sharing the common people's lives, how they saw the world around.
So share some of that with us. Share a story that you don't tell the same stories every night. You must go nuts.
We have this sort of a program that works very well. We focus on the food lore, the fae lore, and the storytelling. They're the three air talks that we do, and that's interspersed between a candlelit dinner in Dublin's oldest pub.
Stories to people while they're having their dinner?
Well, basically, they arrive in, they have the first talk, then they have their starter, then we do the second talk on the fae lore, then they have their main course with the dessert tea and coffee and the musicians, and then we finish up with the storytelling.
Really?
So it's trying to sort of give them, they can sit there, and they meet people from all over the world. I did set it up initially, it was for the American market, because we found a lot of Americans that I dealt with, when you got it, you know, they had very little connection with their ancestry, how their people lived and saw the world around them. So the night very much came from that, setting that up to give them some connection, take them back. I think when a lot of people come to Ireland, it is a modern country now, so it's hard to connect with that maybe more mystical side of it.
I don't know, you drive around a little bit, you could get it.
Once you get into the country, definitely you get more of it. Yeah. And we're trying to bring them back in time in their mind to Ireland a long ago. There's no stage, there's no lighting. We give them the words and their own imagination.
So give us an example of one of the stories you might tell, a fairly quick story.
Quick stories.
There once was a lady from...
No, not the Limericks. They probably wouldn't appreciate that.
No, probably not.
We would go into Lot's house, how lots of different stories are used. We try to be entertaining, lighthearted, and just more serious. So we would talk about how stories were used to get messages across. You know, stories were very important. I mean, when you tell somebody not to do something, it doesn't necessarily sink in. But when you tell us a story, it goes past that logical side of the brain into the visual, spatial, and locks in. And stories are powerful because they allow people, a message to be got across to people in a very subtle, indirect way. So it goes in sort of in a sideways way, and they're allowed to absorb the message on their own terms. And so then they now own the message, and then they act on it. So stories are very powerful. So stories were very important to that time to get messages across.
So this sounds like it's more complicated than I would have thought earlier. Stories about individuals, or stories about the lessons that come of life and do it in an amusing sort of way?
They could be amusing, they could be serious. Some of them were very dark. I mean, a lot of the fae lore stories are very dark stories as well. So they were entertaining. They could be putting the fear of God into people.
How do you deal with husband-wife stuff?
Husband and wife stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what's funny? We don't get a lot of the stories that I would cover now. Would be too much going into the husband and wife stuff. Most of them, the ones that we would cover would be more the myth and legend or the fairy lore stories and how things were like, you know, if you're kind and decent, good things happen to you, but if not such good things. How, like one of the stories, like say a lighthearted one that we would share would be about the fairy world and the beliefs. You know, it's one of the stories is how this this man, he's out walking on through the bog. One of the stories would be that the fairy world were, or the leprechauns were the guardians of the fairy treasure. And there was this sort of belief system, if you could catch one around the neck and hold him and say, bring me to your fairy gold, he was honor bound to take you to it. And so the story goes, this guy is going through the bog and he hears the tapping of a hammer against leather and he says, that's a leprechaun, because they were the shoemakers and the repairs, the fairy shoes in the folklore. And he sees him worked away behind a rock and he sneaks up behind him, as quiet as a cat would in a mouse, and then he grabs around the neck and he says, bring me to your fairy gold. And it was said, well, you had your eyes and the leprechaun, you had to do whatever you said, but if you can make him look away, he'd be gone like that. So the leprechaun's going, oh, look over there, trying to get him to take his eyes off him, but he keeps his eyes and he says, no, bring me to it, I'm not taking my eyes off you. And the leprechaun brings him over every rough ditch and old bit of bog, hoping he'll look down, but he keeps his eyes. And they finally come to a forest, and they come to a tree in the middle of the forest. And the leprechaun says, "This is where my gold is buried." And the man says, takes a red ribbon from his back pocket and he ties it around the tree to mark it. And he says to the leprechaun, "Now you swear in your life that you will not remove that ribbon." And the leprechaun says, "I swear." And the man goes running back to his house to get the shovel, and he's running back to the forest. And he's going, "I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be rich." And he comes back to the forest, and there's a red ribbon around every. So the leprechauns don't give up their gold. That easy. But the message, you know,
I didn't take the red ribbon off that tree.
No,
that's a great story.
So within that story, you've got like the messages, sort of that if that maybe the wealth doesn't come too easily.
Mm, it doesn't.
You have to work for it.
You got to work for
so
it.
So stories were never just stories. They always had a little message behind them. You know,
very cool. Johnny Daly is a storyteller. And actually, if you come over here, you go to the Brazen Head. I think it's just brazenhead.com or .ie.
Brazenhead.ie or the irishfolktours.com.
Irishfolktours. Yeah, it's very cool. Nice to meet you. Thanks.
You're very welcome.
Johnny Daly here on Good Day. Speaking of stories, Roberta's going to try to give us our Queen of Cheap report for today. And Jennifer touches in on the host of the Oscars up right around the corner on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232. There was 57 channels and
nothing on. Jen, let's find out what's going on with the Oscars. A new host has been named, correct?
I feel as if I need to talk to you in an Irish brogue when I do this.
Right, because of this guy's name, in fact.
Right? All right, so Seth MacFarlane has been tapped to host the 85th annual Academy Awards.
What's that all about? Why would I don't get
that.
That's interesting.
He's done The Family Guy. He's done Ted. He's had a really good year. And I think people want to tap into a younger audience, which he will definitely bring to the table. And he also was big into singing. So I think he actually might be a fairly decent choice. I think he'll
I just don't know that I've ever seen him do anything live. He's all behind the scenes with the animation.
Yeah. If he can keep it not too raw, I think he will be a really good choice. I think it's a good way to bring young people.
So he's having other people. I'm just looking this up. He's got other people that are going to be on with him. Is that true?
I think other people will join. It looks like maybe Billy Crystal might even make a surprise appearance, which would be kind of cool.
That would be good, yeah.
All right, also in other hosting news, Christina Applegate from Up All Night, she's been tapped to host the October 13th episode of Saturday Night Live with musical guest Passion Pit. This coming weekend, you can watch Daniel Craig. He's been announced as the host with musical guest Muse.
Must be promoting the 007 movie. Doesn't that movie come out a month from now? The new James Bond movie?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's why he's doing it.
Us Weekly is reporting that The Bachelorette Ashley Hebert, as you'd like to say in France, will marry her bachelor. Is he a bachelor? I guess he's just a bachelor. J.P. Rosenbaum on TV in December. And Little House on the Prairie headed to the big screen.
Really?
How cool is that?
There's no Honey Boo Boo news today?
Oh, there is. They're making big money. They've got a raise. They're making between $15,000 and $20,000 an episode now.
Did you just say Little House on the Prairie headed to the big screen?
Yes, I did.
Yes, they are.
All right.
There we go.
Get in line for that one.
Yep. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
My name is Gary Johnson.
Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Stephen, good day program. The focus now on your dental health and well-being. Dr. Martin Ginniger has been a dental neuristic professor, a leading oral health researcher at some of the world's largest companies. He knows that your beautiful smile speaks a thousand words and creates that wonderful lasting impression that we all like. And this knowledge has inspired him to create a product that we've been talking about on the air for the past month or so. And that product is Power Swabs. Dr. Ginniger, good to have you on. Good day. I guess the wonder here all people have, they have a lot of promotional things. You see television ads all the time for whitening toothpastes, that sort of thing. How do they work, or do they?
Well, first of all, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me. Talking about whitening toothpaste, I think your audience would be very surprised to find out, actually, that they're really isn't any whitening ingredient in whitening toothpaste. Really, yesterday's tartar control toothpaste is today's whitening toothpaste.
Really?
All that's really done with whitening toothpaste typically is we switch out the abrasive system from kind of a medium grit sandpaper, and we we use a finer grit of sand within the toothpaste, and that's what makes it a whitening toothpaste with the hopes of polishing your teeth to find a good sand.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the problem as presented here. You get older, you look a little older, yellow teeth. I've said on the air that it appears that coffee, tea, smoking, what you eat, does that impact? Really, was I right when I said that sort of is what causes it?
A lot of it is caused by what you eat, smoking, all that does impact. But also, the fact that you're using this very abrasive toothpaste does impact as well, wears away the enamel. And underneath, people would be surprised to know that right underneath their translucent white enamel is yellow dentin. So as time goes by using these abrasive toothpaste, the enamel is worn away, and you see more of the underlying yellow dentin. So it's a combination.
I tried these trays. I got one of those things, the kits that you stick. It's kind of like when you make an impression of your teeth at the dentist. You stick it up there and you leave it there for an hour. Horrible taste, and I'm not sure it did anything. What's in that stuff?
Well, what's in that stuff is a very thick gel with bleach. And the problem with all the products that are on the market today is that they're in the stick gel, and the stick gel draws water out of the teeth, and that's what causes the sensitivity reaction, and they only contain bleach. So, and bleach, your audience would be surprised to find out, bleach has no ability actually to remove any stain. Bleach can only lighten stain on its own.
And it can't be good for you. I mean, putting bleach in your mouth, how's that good for you?
Well, hopefully you're not swallowing too much of it because it isn't exactly the healthiest.
All right, we're having a conversation with Dr. Martin Ginniger, who put together these power swabs. So what's in the compound, or maybe more importantly, how do you get it to work? It's 2 minutes on your teeth, 5 minutes you got white teeth. How's that happen?
Well, in 5 minutes you do begin to see a noticeable difference. You will see approximately a 2-shade difference within 5 minutes, and you continue to use the product for 7 days, you'll see a terrific result. The reason why power swabs work so wonderfully, and believe me, it took a lot of time for me to figure this out, is number one, it is a swab. So the very fact that you're actually rubbing something onto your teeth instead of just letting it lay there in a tray or a strip, that makes a huge difference. Think about if you put like soap on your hand and you just let it lay there as opposed to rubbing it together, your hands together, that's why it works. Or a washing machine that has an agitator, you just don't let it just sit there. You need some action to make things work. And the big difference in power swabs is that it contains these vegetable-based detergents, and these detergents work with the slight amount of bleach that we put in there to help lift the stains off. That's how the whole rest of the world whitens things. Think of your laundry again. You put your laundry into the washing machine. You just don't use bleach alone. If you did use bleach alone, it wouldn't be very effective. It would take a very long time. But the fact that you're using detergents plus bleach, you know, adding those detergents in, only detergents have the ability to actually lift off stains. Again, bleach alone has no ability to remove stains. It just slightly lightens stains over time. You really need that combination.
It's a very interesting combination. A vegetable-based detergent to remove the stains off your teeth. So if you're interested in trying this product out, you got the option of using power swabs, the only whitening system that uses this patented vegetable detergent to remove the stains off your teeth so they stay white longer. Perfect for your teeth. Best part about power swabs, it worked in 5 minutes. Call now for your risk-free supply, 800-865-7602. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Power swabs risk-free, 800-865-7602. Use it on anything. Caps, crowns, veneers, 800-865-7602. Thank you, Dr. Martin Ginniger, the inventor of power swabs.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.